it's a joint work with so maybe many of you knows him. So the equation, so I will talk about the localization for equation. It's a porous medium equation, but with a soft term. Here we need sigma to be bigger than zero, so it's porous medium, and beta is bigger than one. In our case, we want to discuss beta bigger than sigma plus one. So I guess many of you are experts on porous medium equation, so you know the physical background of porous medium. It describes flows pass through some porous media. But why you want to add this term, a soft term? If you think about from fluid dynamics background, it's no way to put the soft term. But if you think about another way, from gas dynamics, I can tell you exactly what it is. Sigma is roughly 5, R3, we consider in Rn, bigger or equal to 1. In R3, the pure PME without soft term describe atomic explosion. Well, plus the soft term with soft, since the pure porous medium described atomic explosion, very intensive explosion, so you just use the conservation of energy. And because at the beginning, if you choose a point source, very short time, you don't need to consider other hydrodynamic effect. So basically, the conductivity depends on the temperature. If you think U as a temperature, so exactly you will get porous medium equation. Well, plus soft term you can describe, they found you describe focused laser fusion. So that's a strong motivation for some people to study this kind of things. In fact, the leading groups in this equation, one of the leading groups was in Soviet Union. So in fact, so we can talk about mass. We can forget about the physical background, talk about mass. In fact, this kind of equations kind of developed from two sources. One is PME, pure porous medium equation from, I think, 50s, some Olenek, Kalashnikov. Another background is the if sigma is zero, you can write it as beta bigger than one. This branch of PDEs developed intensively from 60s. I think the most famous work is Fujita. So from that time, people try to study the blowing up, of course. For our equation, I forgot to mention, the usually this kind of equations blows up if we consider Cauchy problem. So it usually blows up. What does it mean? Usually it says if big sigma plus 1 plus n plus 2 always blows up. Always. If beta bigger than sigma plus 1 plus 2. Big solution, big initial, big data blows up. Well, this is not hard to prove from modern point of view. So, which but PME, we know it's different from heat equation. It describes a finite speed of propagation. So it's finite speed of propagation. And when it's blow, and the people are interested in kind of geometry, the wave front, because they found, for example, waiting time for 1D Poisson medium equations. You know, if the initial data is kind of convex, at the beginning, your solution will kind of evolve into a convex shape, then start to move. So it's waveforms usually describe it. With source. Well, with source, you know, it blows up. Blows up means blows up in L infinity. So usually, combustion theorists, they don't care about the front anymore. They pay more attention to the burnt zone. They said somewhere goes to infinity. They want to know where it goes to infinity. Of course, they want to describe the blow-up profiles and lots of other problems. Well, in 60, maybe 70s, and they found a very strange phenomenon is when beta is smaller than this range, the blow up set is whole Rn. So in this sense, this kind of model is not realistic. It's not a physical model, because from experiment they found always the hot spot is very small, a small set. Well, if beta bigger than sigma plus 1, bounded blow-up sets, are bounded. So they think this kind of model are realistic in combustion. Well, in fact, if you consider the heat equation, GigaCons results say if your initial data is decaying at infinity, the blow-up sets are always compact. And 93, Velazquez proved its Hausdorff dimension n minus 1 is finite. So. So 1D, this kind of property What I want to say is localization property. Yeah. I didn't define this. Localization properties in literature, basically they have two kind of things. One thing is if the blow-up set is bounded, you think it's weakly or effectively localized. But if you start from a compactly supported initial data, that's kind of approximate to the real real physical experiment. You found if you not support is compact, of course, I would say in this case, then support U T is always bound in some ball to some blow up time, right? So 1D is proved. 83, 80 something. It's proved, 1D or radio data is proved. His method is using some Sturmian argument. In fact, early 80s or 70s, this kind of research was very active, because I think Schrödinger, Martano, also I think Engenant, they got a lot of results, but he found that that kind of results can be used to unbounded solutions. So one this result, Sturmian, is totally useless for higher dimensions. So what's about higher dimension? Higher dimension. Higher dimension, I think. When beta is equal to sigma plus one, I think a group of trillion Corteza, Dipino, and somewhere else. I think it's 1998. They proved localization. Basically, they described the blow-up profile. Basically, if you given the initial data, the blow-up set are several separate balls. Yeah. In fact, in this kind of field, there is a very good survey. Very good survey, I think. Galakchonov and Vasquez, they wrote a survey about the ideas in this kind of directions. Basically, they found it's very interesting, even for if the differential operator is fast diffusion, they found something very strange. You know, if after blow up, they can extend the solution. So goes to infinity, then later on it goes to bound. So that's a very interesting phenomenon. And I think they collaborate about 20 papers on this kind of related equations. So we want to prove this guy. So our initial purpose is try to describe the whole blow-up profiles or omega limits, but we cannot prove it, but we can prove the strict localization holds. So strict localization means this property. Should I give some idea about the proof? Maybe a little bit. Yeah. Maybe. So because your solution is defined on only on a finite interval, you want to discuss, you want to self-similar transform it to a long time living function. So you do some, that's a usual self-similar transformation. Beta minus 1, uxt. Where m is this? So change it to the long slow time. Of course, I want to say in this kind of equation, you always suppose the capital T is given. Why? Because the Galakhtionov and Vasquez, the recent paper, is 97th paper, they found the blow-up time does not depend on initial data continuously in any sense. But in on his equation, I think in 2002, they proved in some sense the blow-up time is continuous on initial data. So it's totally different story for semilinear or quasi-linear case. So what we get, so we try to say something about this V, right? So we get an equation V tau. Well, this kind of thing, of course, the first important step is try to describe the stationary solution, or you can say self-similar solution. Well, in this case, we know. In this case, we know self-similar solution, stationary solution. This self-similar solution, because in this case you can think, try to solve a radial solution, so it you can change it, because basically you want to solve this one, right? Solve this guy in radial case, so it's a half line. You can solve it by ODE, but not so simple ODE. It's kind of shooting method. So if you know about this, of course, shooting method is not nothing difficult. But if you are just a third year undergraduate, maybe you cannot solve it. So we didn't solve it, but we just used this result. But bad news is, it's not completely supported. Well, if in this case, completely supported. In this case, in fact, not just for ODE, in fact, you can use some moving plan method to say all solutions, if it's completely supported, it must be on a ball. Well, in this case, why it's simple? Because this M, remember our M is here, this M is gone. So it's a kind of self-similar partial elliptic ODE, elliptic equations. But this case, of course, you after some transformation, you can see it's not the nonlinear term, it's not a Lipschitz continuous. So moving plan method, if you want to use it, you must, it's quite not so simple anyway. In fact, it's this fact, that fact is proved by Chen Feng and about very technical paper, I think. Well, later on they simplified it, but you see using some maximum principles on small domains. So it's not so simple. Anyway, we use this stationary solution. I don't think I have enough time to present the proof, but give you some idea. The idea of the proof is very simple, right? You know, you want to prove it's compactly supported. So basically what you want is supreme UTX identity is zero, right? The maximum. If X is outside the ball, say K, that's what we want to prove. Well, you know the finite speed of propagation says for every T, this guy, if X goes to infinity, it's zero. So the only thing is you want some uniform bound. So the observation is observation one, if you can prove some for all t, anyway this is not a good notation because it's blow up usually say for x, if X, usually this infinity, but here we consider X goes to infinity, right? If you can prove this guy goes to infinity uniformly, you can prove what you want. So kind of relaxed, right? The problem, you want something identically zero, now reduce this problem to some estimate. Another observation is, because this is kind of crude, another observation is, if you can prove this guy smaller than some special form, as this goes to infinity, you can prove the assumption in one, 1. Because why? Because here, this is a special form of 1D self-similar solution. So if you can use this guy, you use comparison principle, you can get exactly it must go to 0. And this one, you use another comparison principle from the self-similar solution from this guy, yeah. From this guy, you can prove what you want. So the last step is if you use Alexander reflection principle, you can get the assumption in 2. So of course, when you write a paper, you should write, first we prove this, then we prove this, then we can prove this and get what you want. But the idea is, of course, from the thinking process, it's just to want to relax, and the Alexander reflection. There's several steps, it's not so natural, but quite elementary. So I think I will stop here.